Dungeon Master Michael Tomorrow, and my pronouns are he, him, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Nika Howard.
Hi, my pronouns are her, she, but you could also call me a he, as long as it's with respect, motherfucker. Just anything with respect. I just wanted to make a little rhyme. And
Tim Lanning's here.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
And he's back after two whole weeks off. It's Michael Bachman.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike 2 Baby Bachman here. Coming at you live. My pronouns are he, him.
Damn. Mike 2 Baby Bachman.
That's a good
2 Baby's a good name.
2 Baby 2 Furious.
Yeah, that's a great nickname for you, actually.
Yeah.
2 Baby.
How are things, Mike? How's life?
They're good. They're good. I got a little anecdote that I didn't get to tell you before the show.
You're saving it. I like it.
When Carrie and the new baby boar fucko were getting discharged from the hospital, I got the car and I got like the baby carrier and I was bringing it up. And I get out, and the whole time I've got this empty baby carrier and I walk through the hospital. The whole time I'm like, somebody mentioned that it's empty. Like, we get in the elevator and somebody's like, what floor? And I was like 5, labor and delivery. And she's like, oh, I should have known the carrier's empty. And I was like, it's empty? And I like stopped the elevator door and ran out.
No!
I just got on the next one.
Oh my God. Please tell me that's a lie, right? Please say it's a lie.
No, that's a true story.
That is a true story. Fire department gives you press the emergency thing. Oh my God. Squeeze on out in between floors.
Open the roof hatch and like pull yourself up.
That is like the ultimate like bit to do with yourself. Like,
I mean, you gotta have fun.
You gotta.
I was so blessed that it happened in the elevator, because
that's
like
perfect.
I was just hoping the whole time. If it was like in the middle of a really long hallway, I would have had to run the whole thing just for the bit.
I know that you would have done it too.
And you'd have fall down, and then there's a whole bunch of beads fell out of the carrier.
Just scrambling together them up.
I trip and it just baked beans come out of the carrier.
Hot ass baked beans scalding you.
And also let me say, a few weeks ago I accidentally dropped a thing of hot sauce and it like made contact with the ground and it squirted so far. So what I'm saying is those beans would be all the way down the hallway if you dropped it like that.
Oh, for sure. And then it's just 10 minutes of pratfalls as I try and stand up with the baby carrier out of the beans.
Slipping beans.
Beans.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Why did it bring so many beans into the hospital?
Yeah, Bobby's been in a coma for the
My
past
COVID
several weeks.
You can say COVID anything and people will think it's a real thing. Like COVID toast, that's real.
Yeah, my COVID beans.
COVID beans. Who knows what that means, but it's real.
I don't like it.
Well, we certainly missed you. You know, you're such a guy. You're such a little guy. You know,
that's what we kept saying. When you were gone, we kept saying it. What a little guy.
I mean, like, such a little guy.
You know, Bobby, he's a little guy.
Such a little man. We're so proud of you. You're such a little,
Tim
he's all grown up.
I actually can't tell if he's talking about you or our cat right now.
Let's smack your damn belly. I'm so proud of you
now. Oh, I could go for some belly slaps.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. But, so yeah, I guess, you're here for another 3 years.
No, I'm so done.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cool. Well, I want to thank people who came out to Twitch last Friday for the Dead by Daylight stream. We were able to raise 675 buckaroonies for the Trevor Project, which was great for a spur-of-the-moment type thing. It was really, really, really fun. And also definitely want to remind people that on April 24th, starting at 10 a.m., baby, we got the Geekly 24-hour charity stream, also for Trevor Project. We know it's been quite the year. I don't know if you've loaded up thenews.com before, but it's been a bit, I don't know, yikes. So obviously not going to be a big deal if we don't hit last year's amazing amount raised. That's okay. It's now more than ever, it's okay not to set your sights too high in these interesting times. But golly, it's going to be so much fun. 24 hours, come on by, twitch.tv/geeklyinc, April 24th, starting at 10 a.m.
We should figure out what we're going to do for this. Because we have to do something that's spoiler-free so everyone can come and hang out. Like, if you've never watched us live on Twitch because you don't want to get spoiled,
this will
be perfect opportunity.
What if Owen came on and we all woke up with sand in our pants again?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Michael, last year we did, we had David DM us a diehard adventure.
It was so fun. When we went to we had office time, right?
Yeah, we went to the office time with Frank's office.
It was great.
It was
a lot of fun.
Yeah, David was
I cannot believe that was a year ago. It feels like it just happened.
It feels like it was 6 years ago to me. But also,
it feels like all the time in between now and then was meaningless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
So we're going to do that. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
We've got lots of other cool stuff. I'm going to run the site. That's going to happen. Our buddy Pat is going to do Red Opera, which is going to be cool. And when it happens, I'll believe it. My understanding is that Matt Young from Magic Tavern is gonna guest on that slot. So if you are a Magic Tavern fan and you want to get a little Usador energy, come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc on April 24th. And,
because he was in Pat's short film he wrote. So
he was in that short film.
Yeah, the Red Opera is very fun. Because Tim and I played with our friend Jane. A series of it, and it was very enjoyable.
Yes, it is.
It's a very cool setting. Yeah.
It's
cool shit. You're gonna love every single second of it. Book off that entire day for that. Tell your brand new GD baby who's 3 weeks old that, you know what? Zip it. I gotta watch Geekly.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Tell your boss. Fuck off.
Shut up. Pull the. It's basically I want MTV generation, but for I want Geekly Inc. 24-hour charity stream for Trevor Project.
Yes.
Yeah. So do that.
Yes. April 24th, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. April 25th.
So long. All right. Let's give away some friggin' dice. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Do it.
Dieharddice.com. We give away a set of dice at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. every Tuesday evening at around 8:45-ish p.m. Eastern. Come hang out on the stream. There's lots of folks here. It's so nice.
Yeah. You know, if you do hashtag dice for you beautiful people within the chat, you have a few more moments to win. But as we say every week, might not win. So do what Michael said. Go to dieharddice.com. Use the offer code AP. It's probably greetings APR.
Just type in a bunch of shit. Something will work.
Just type in a bunch of shit.
If that doesn't work, let us know.
And if it doesn't work, let us know.
And if it does work, let us know. Twice.
Uh-oh. It's not Nika. It's
fuck.
Big Amish.
Yeah.
Big Amish.
Big Amish.
Or maybe Amish.
Who's to say?
Hey, who can say? Who knows?
Congrats.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Now that we've given away those dice, how about we roll a d20, everybody?
Bachman, you have to roll two.
Yeah.
Yes, Bachman.
Probably not Bachman.
Oh. Oh, yes. I got a 7.
I got a 9.
Well, everybody, I got a 16.
Jennifer Cheek, what happened on our nice light episode of Greetings Adventures last week? Please recount every story you beat.
I had to think for a second, but I did remember, because we basically what happened.
You know most of it in your heart.
I actually
it.
Do. No, I know it now. I had to concentrate for a second and bring it into my mind. So basically, we all the crew got back to the Tower of Grey to be like, what the fuck next?
Except Scud.
Except for Scud, yes, importantly. Yeah, we know that Scud went to see his papa.
We don't know what happened to Scud.
We don't know what happened.
I told you guys.
Oh, we don't know. Oh, just kidding. That was player knowledge. So character knowledge is that Rowan had a little talk with Melora. Everyone, like Toby, Rowan, and Lonnie had like little conversations with their various gods or whoever. Mm-hmm. Lonnie and the BTS come back and everyone is in the same place for the first time. So finally, Adira is able to break the curse that is on her that has prevented her from telling us that Eckhart, quote unquote, is actually fucking Trent Thumble. And once she was able to break the curse, she could explain everything to us. So right now we've got Ron, Toby, Lonnie, we've got Aludra and Jayla are here. Bucky's back in Deep Home because he got injured. And I think the only one, Adira's here. It's just like a big crew. Like all the like badasses are here to try to figure out how to deal with this. And I think the consensus was that we just got to go back into the friggin' abyss, man. We got to deal with it. But before the episode ended, Aludra and Toby had a little moment together.
Yeah.
And they talked about Toby's new form. And abilities?
My final form.
Kind of, like, that she didn't, like, I don't think Aluda pushed, like, super, super crazy into it, but she knows basically what's up. Toby's, just a reminder, Toby has one eye that's like a cat eye now. So, obviously, he's been through some shit. And the other...
That's how you know in our world. If some people have, like, what they call it, like, regret beards in video games when they've been through stuff.
Or, like, anime when your hair turns white.
Yeah.
Because of stress.
In our world, if anyone has one singular cat eye, it's mean you've been through some shit.
Yeah, you've been through some shit. Mm-hmm. The other important thing that we found out was that Lonnie may have, like, absorbed some Orcus energy. Like, I don't remember the particular. Nika's like, what?
Can we prove anything?
Something's up with Lonnie. But yeah, I think that's where we mostly, was there anything, a big thing at the end?
The only other sort of wrinkle that you realized was Lonnie brought back all your shit.
Yes.
Except for one important thing.
One little thing.
Which was,
just one little thing.
Which was the artifact that can kill gods.
Just one little thing. So you gotta go get it.
Why not that?
Well, my arms were so full.
She just had a lot of things to carry, like Rowan's bows, like taking him a lot of space, mm-hmm. like all of Rowan's clothes, mm-hmm. I assume. Mm-hmm.
She couldn't bear to hold it.
Mm-hmm. And also that.
It would have blown her
for
up.
For some reason.
Just tell me you still have the Frasier of Worlds.
The Frasier of Worlds.
I think we should start with our friend, Mr. Bachman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Since, you know, he's a little rusty, so we gotta, work out some of the kinks.
You know how bad I am after, like, a week. Like, going week to week.
So you died.
Prove it.
Technically, I think Toby killed you. So yeah. Don't be mad at me. And as your soul was soaring back to your clone tank, it got pulled. It got pulled into the realm of Uthgar.
I imagine it's like specifically a bowling ball catch and release system for Uthgar.
Oh!
Because I bet he's I bet he loves bowling and the cheap beers and nachos.
Oh, it's just literally just like a bowling alley? It's like...
Only if I can get somebody to take like one of those like cloths and like hold me in between.
Yeah. Yes! Yes!
You look down, you're wearing Uthgarian robes.
Oh, nice.
Which you haven't seen since.
What do those look like?
Your younger days. What do those look like?
Damn. They probably like, there's probably like certain parts of them that are just missing, right?
Like artful cutouts or holes?
Yeah, like, well, I don't know what like a crotchless robe would look like, but.
I didn't think of that way.
That is your Michael. That's a very good point.
What do you say?
Most of them are.
Yeah.
This is like capital C crotchless, though. Okay, there's very... more to it than that.
Like, I imagine it being cut up high in the middle and long on the sides. And maybe there's another robe under there.
It's a reverse loincloth.
Oh. It's all everything but the key parts.
I'm just trying to make all the fan artists draw hog, is all it is.
You hear, hey, buddy.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Hey, man. Hey, bud.
Dad, I really don't have time for this.
Hey, I think you do. You know, you just, I hate to see you like this. And, Uthgar... comes out from behind a column. He looks scraggly. He is very thin. He is wearing, for the first time, not just like a sleeveless shirt and jorts.
Wow.
He is wearing actual sort of clothing that one might expect a higher deity to be wearing.
Mm, wow.
But other than the finery, he's not looking great. He's looking very sunken and...
sallow.
Yeah. He's like, hey, there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about, bud.
Whoa, Dad, you're not looking so good. You've been hitting the temple?
Huh?
Yeah, what is it, Dad?
Well, I just, you know, first of all, I'm real sorry you died.
Ooh, that's the bare minimum. but good job, I guess.
Oh, man. Boy, I feel like a right ass. You make a fair point, son. It's okay if I call you son, right? That's okay, right?
It's a free plane.
Hey, this ring, well, okay, we'll get to the ring.
Oh, you still got that ring?
Yeah, it doesn't come off, and I think it's eating my, energy.
I love that we did this.
And it's sort of, I mean, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking. I'm wondering if maybe I wasn't the best dad ever.
Oh yeah, how do you mean?
Well, you know when I said that you shouldn't call me dad and call me Uthi instead?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I think that was a mistake.
I was 4.
Yeah, I know, but like, I thought it'd be cooler if we were like bros hanging out and.
Who wants to be bros with a 4-year-old? That's weird.
I just. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair, son.
It's a free plane. I'm sorry.
Anyway, you gave me this ring, and I think it is killing me. And that kind of, you know... That kind of made me think, like, what? why would my son, why would he give me a ring that was going to kill me? And I had to reflect a little bit on maybe some of the things that I've done throughout your life. And so I guess I say, I get it. I get why you would give me a murder ring that I cannot take off, even though I'm a fucking god. And so, you know, I was just doing a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
Did you know I'm not the god of parties? I am actually technically the god of storms and thunder. Is that...
Yeah, you could have fooled me.
Remember the time you threw a rager at the Pantheon and you invited Lolf over?
Yeah, she can really tear it up.
Yeah. Yeah, she bit me and I lost my arm. I had to find a wizard to help me grow another one.
You know, okay, that again.
I was two walking the city streets looking for wizards.
That is my fault. And I accept responsibility for allowing Lolth to chew a toddler's arm off. She gets weird at parties. I thought I was like giving you a chance to be, you know, cool. Like, take care of yourself. I thought like maybe, you know, maybe the best way to raise you was to not. But in retrospect, yeah, I think I fucked up.
You kind of put me in jail, Dad.
Is that literal?
It's not literal. Well, okay. You know what? Actually, yes, technically one time, but that's not what I was talking about this time. You sent me to the monastery, and I wasn't able to go anywhere, and I had to make my own friends. And
I didn't realize the monks would all get slaughtered.
Well, when they did get slaughtered, where were you, Dad? You can come get me.
No, I did not. I think maybe I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to have kids.
I was only 8,000, so young.
Yeah, you know, a young kid,
I was just a boy,
8,000 years old, he makes one mistake.
Yeah. It'd be a shame to ruin my life for the whole...
yeah. Anyway,
I'm sorry to make you play this character, Michael. It's gotta suck.
No, I was wrong. Yeah, I just, you know, I thought, hey, me and your mom had a good thing going. Why mess it up? And then I realized now that I probably missed a lot by going the way your mom hates my guts. You gave me a ring that is literally eating me from the inside.
I'm kind of getting the vibe here that you're only telling me all this because I gave you a death ring.
It was a wake-up call. But now I'm awake, and I'm sober now.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, Dad.
Yeah, for four days now I'm running, and I'm trying to do God stuff. And I thought, you know, maybe you would let me back in your life.
Maybe I
could, you know, do Dad stuff or whatever. What do kids like?
I should tell you, I don't have the power to take that ring off. If that's what you're, this is like a desperate plea to save you. I can't do that.
No, I don't. It's, you know, I did figure out I just have to give it to someone else, knowingly, and then they'll be the ones who die. But you know, I've left it on because
I wanted to guilt you.
No, in my head I hear these voices, and you know, I feel like I need to take a few knocks. I feel like I need to. It's okay for me to get get knocked on my butt a little bit, and I feel like it's good for me. I'm gonna find someone, a real piece of shit, and give it to them eventually. But I'm just, you know, it's helping me sort of stay focused. So I'm just doing that now.
Well, it's I gotta say, I figured you wouldn't be wearing that ring a day. Yeah, I sense there's at least a little bit of truth there, which is refreshing. But I don't know what to say, Dad. I'm dead. I'm on my way back to my backup. But I don't know. Like we got a lot of things going on. We're working on an artifact that can kill you. Not you specifically, you know, but I'm a bone card champion. I don't know if you were there, I guess, but I just figured you didn't notice. Yeah.
Actually, you left in such a hurry that you left behind your bone card trophy. And I've got it up over here. Made a little setting, and it's got a commemorative painting of your win, and your trophy, and I'm so proud of you. And you know, I feel good. It feels good to actually give a shit.
It's this trophy's great, Dad. It's great. And I'm happy that you're doing better. And I know
it's gonna take some time to
find it,
but I just hope you give me the chance.
Yeah, I obviously there's been there's a lot of baggage here, and I need some time to think about it. But if all this is true, then I'm glad you're getting back on the right track.
Just if you need me, you just call out. I'll be listening.
I'll do that.
All right. So you, why don't I? I'll let you go so you can get back to your friends and hopefully, you know, you don't use that god killing device on too many people.
Hell yeah! Bye, Daddy.
You do what you think is right. Okay, bye.
Hey, can I borrow $20?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Back at the Tower of Grey.
So like I was saying, we need to kill Uthgar with we're going to use Uthgar as bait because that guy sucks. So we'll just drag him in. And
we literally were talking. I forgot that we did actually talk about that, didn't we? Oh,
we said we're going to use Uthgar as bait, but I think we didn't say, but that being said, most likely Bachman's going to have some sort of thing, so we'll figure it out.
But we did float the idea, though.
Right now, it's still idea number one.
What if Scud is just like, fuck him, people don't change?
Yeah. Fuck him, he's dead to me. I took my fucking trophy too.
He didn't give me any cards or birthday gifts when you were there.
Scud's clone kicks into life, and Scud, you're in a vat. You remember you can breathe underwater.
Sky goes, I'm just fucking with you. I'm getting here.
I would imagine Toby would have like somebody under like monitoring.
Either
right?
Boris or Aaron Colleen.
Somebody. Somebody's there watching.
Yeah. Or another.
He's just trying to goof on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just doing flips and little acrobatics. It's like what you imagine when you got like those packets of sea monkeys, like what you thought they were going to do. Like that's what I'm doing for real.
Yeah. Flipping like just like wild.
Doing flips and shit.
Hell yeah. Exactly.
So Aaron Colleen gives you a robe and some gear. And they're like, we weren't sure you were going to come back.
Wait, how long have I been gone? What year is it?
That's a great question, though.
It's just been probably like a day.
Oh, I said 2 days.
You guys said like 2 days, maybe?
Yeah, it's not been super long.
It's a loose RP two
days. Oh, wait.
Days.
We took a long rest, though, right?
Yes, you took a long rest.
Cool.
I'll update that.
I was dead, so I came back full.
We were eating snacks and stuff.
That's true.
Didn't we talk about snacks?
Scud did not pay attention to the answer and scrambled upstairs to see what the future is like.
He's ready.
Yeah, I mean, you probably look and you immediately see Toby with a glowing, like, freaky eye.
Yeah. But also Eludra and Jailer are there.
Eludra and Jailer's there. The hot goth we've been chasing
for... Is this the mirror universe?
12 years. Scud, you're alive. What took you so long?
I had a talk with my dad.
Where's he? Shit, dude. Did he have the ring?
He did.
Huh, still? Huh.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd gotten rid of it, like, immediately, but,
That's good.
Yeah, he still got it. He said it's by choice.
Oh, well, that means then we didn't technically murder an innocent person, through A to B to C. Well, a lot of weird things have happened while you were gone. I explained them to Scud.
These little bubbles are talking back and forth.
So yeah, here we are. I think one of the things we're currently voting on is, should we kill Lonnie?
What? I don't think we were voting on that.
Yeah, Toby, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, she's filled with Orcus, so if we kill her, she'll lose her Orcus powers, and then she'll just come back up in one of the two babies.
She's filled with whales? Jesus.
What if we did just start making, like, clicking dolphin sounds?
It's not an orca. Yeah, she's eating seal.
They make clicking sounds, too.
I don't know what they make.
It's what the caption said. It said she's filled with orcas.
Yes. All right, I guess we'll table the murdering of the humanely putting down of Lonnie, even though she's filled with an evil god of chaos. But I'm the
just
wrong saying, one.
If you do it, just hit me in the back of the head, you know, just real quick.
Naruto style.
Yes. Yeah, and she'll go back.
Yeah, I'll make you look at a picture, like in that movie, which I have not seen, The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. I don't know if that's the last name.
What if, like, that was the one thing from our world that slipped into
Well, no, we have GameCube controllers, we have beepers.
There's a few things.
We have a pug also.
Where'd the GameCube controller come from?
I kind of imagine...
There's a charm on Jet or Scud or Steve or someone.
I sort of imagine it's like how, you remember how that ship, it, like, lost all those Garfield phones and they're just, like, washing up? I imagine it was, like, a ship in the astral plane with just bullshit from America.
The garbage... Thor Ragnarok planet.
Yeah.
Tim, I'm going to need you to mention one thing that I didn't bring into this world. Please.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Scott's from there.
I didn't say anything. I don't know. I simply said the items, and it was you actually being emotional and connecting the dots that it was your characters that did it. Point number two, and I point at Adira. What do the rest of the Circle of Seven think, or however many are alive? Are they going to be allies, or are they on Trant's side?
I've been running, so I don't know. I think they're good people. I know surely Alar would still be on our side. I have too much of a connection with him.
I mean, the dwarves of Deepholm are, you have them. Right? So if you need some, you know, diplomatic... heavyweight behind you, Eludra's like, making a little face like, I'm in charge.
Okay, realistically, either Trant is going to continue to conquer the Abyss, or he's going to take a little break and start conquering either the Hells or Mount Celestia, or whatever the fuck we call it in this realm. Our game plan, is it still... rush in to the Abyss without a plan and hope we don't get two-timed again. We're hoping we don't get two-timed? Is that what we're thinking this time?
I mean...
We all agree we're not going to two-time?
Hoping we don't get two-timed should always be part of the plan.
I agree. But that is always part of the plan.
We need to... But everyone here, is there any way to check and see?
There was a thing that we did on a game of D&D I played with my improv friends. Whenever they would meet a new NPC, they would take them up to their inn and everyone would take down their pants because it was like when you try to solicit a cop for prostitution things, the cop most likely won't get new to take pic and like show their junk to you.
Like, all right, let's see it.
So most likely.
But the thing is, I don't feel like that works in this world.
No, you're probably right. Well, we could zone of truth. We could...
I think we should do that.
We could guess each other.
You want to guess each other?
We could guess each other.
Okay, pull my finger.
I do. It hurts like shit because I have a 20 strength.
No! Why is he so strong now? It's fucked up. I hate it.
Did your father provide any insight as you were freaking the keepers of the artifact?
Would I be able to bring my trophy since it's just my... bodiless soul?
No. Do you want your trophy?
Damn.
Scud hasn't decided yet. I do, personally. Bachman does.
Always want a trophy.
Yeah, I always want a trophy. I'll take a fucking trophy. I don't even have to earn it.
Even better if I don't.
My dad said to me one time that he wanted a purple heart, but he didn't want to have to earn it. I'm like, Jesus.
I mean, I get...
That's fair.
Same.
That's fair.
No, he mostly just told me about... told me he's trying to turn over a new leaf, and he had my all trophies are bowling trophies in my brain.
That's true. Yes, I agree with that.
he had my trophy engraved.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't know if it's gonna continue to cause chaos in Drunkaros, but Eludra, you should make sure that your people are ready in case things get out of whack.
Absolutely.
Provide humanitarian aid to the people near you. We'll contact Ashiar Dane in case, The thing we all like to talk about, the amount of food stores you have saved up in case the winter stuff.
Our grains.
Or your grains.
Our grain silos.
Yeah.
Adira here. So my voice is not super obvious, so I need to announce myself.
What do you mean?
So we have, what are we going to do? Are we trying to retrieve the artifact? Or are we trying to destroy the artifact?
I mean, theoretically, what use does the artifact have?
It was made to kill gods, and that is its only function, other than trapping them.
Hmm. Well, if Trant has become god, then we use it on him, and then we destroy it, and then maybe we shoot Lonnie as a joke, too. But
what if we kill all the bad gods? And then we take over. No, I'm just joking. That's just a little joke.
I actually feel like this is, like, after having watched a lot of The Expanse recently, I'm like, this is the, like, question. You have a very powerful thing. Mm. What do you do with it?
What do you do with it?
Do you get rid of it completely?
Or do
you try to keep it for yourself?
But it always gets good. Taken.
Yeah.
Oh, it always does. That's why I'm like, I feel like I'm using outside knowledge.
And I just beat Final Fantasy XIV Shadowbringers, and now I'm like, oh, boy. Normally, I didn't think that balance needed to be kept between good and evil, and I still kind of agree, but I also think it might be too much of a bother to try to wipe out all the devils and all the demons. I don't know, and it's supposedly possible that the lawful good people might, I don't know, enact too many strict rules and turn us into some sort of weird auto-fascist state.
I think it's too much power for anyone to hold, and I even worry about and I even worry about a council or anything that powerful. I mean, look at all the problems it's caused so far. I think we have to destroy it.
Right.
Remember, you can't spell lawful good without awful.
Rowan pipes up from, like, back in the room's like, on the other hand, there are a lot of people who suck ass and should be killed.
Rowan would probably also say, I'm waffle good, as she's eating waffles.
She would never say that! Get the fuck out of here! Absolutely not. Rowan does not make puns.
Oh my god, that's bad.
Toby too would say that.
Toby too, yes.
I made waffles.
The other question is how? How do we destroy it?
I don't know. Can we, like, shoot it at a mirror?
Do I know how to destroy it? Does Lonnie know how to destroy it?
Michael, do we know how to destroy it? Has it been brought up? I'm sorry. Yeah. My brain doesn't work anymore. It
hasn't been brought up.
Okay.
Oh. Scud's dog, who's been here the whole time, would have some thoughts on that. Yeah. And
he just starts to speak.
Basically, there's a series of very, like, very solemn, stoic barks. Everyone nods in agreement. And then the conversation can move on.
That was smart and depressing, and I hadn't thought of it that way. You're so wise.
It would take some sort of incredible, destructive sort of power energy source.
Like some meteor?
It would be more. I don't think it would have to be more than that.
Okay, but also, actually, what if two people shot meteor at the same time? I guess you can't do things at the same time in D&D mechanically.
But yeah, like, there's always a stack. You can do a readied action, but
because I'm just like imagining like a whole like crew of wizards just spell snipering meteor onto
it would work
like as if you were setting like a nuclear bomb off like out in the desert, like, okay, we've got to put it out in the middle of nowhere and explode it buried in a box at the bottom of the ocean. I'm trying to think of how ways to get rid of things.
Lorsa in the chat gives us a clue, which I think Michael already did give us at the end of last episode. And Toby lifts up a banana peel and drops it as quickly an orb of destruction or whatever, the sphere of annihilation comes in and zaps up.
I did mention that.
Teased it, I guess is a better way of saying it. And I remembered, remember that. But due to my brain pills, I have almost no short-term or long-term memory to speak of. And I cannot remember what our characters know versus what we know and that thing, and yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the club.
Sphere of Annihilation just kind of like run around the ground. It's real dirty. Don't hit anything because you'll destroy it.
It's just Roombaing.
Yeah, so Adira sees us use the Sphere of Annihilation as a Roomba. Does she like it, Michael?
She looks shocked. She's like, that would probably do it.
Oh, we use that for our toilet.
That's our toilet.
I was going to suggest put it in a bag of holding and put that bag of holding in another bag of holding, but...
Just super galaxy brain solutions to the problem.
You'd have to get, like... I'm still thinking of the mechanics of a Sphere of Annihilation as a Roomba. Mm-hmm. And it would have to get... Because it has to get, like, limited as X approaches the floor. Yep. Like,
yeah,
infinitely
man.
Close yep. to the floor without touching it.
Yeah, too close. Shave your floor off.
We would hope that there is... Michael, and please tell us if in your world book this is not part of your lore. But I would hope that there would be some sort of... Whether it be static or... micro gravity situation that pulls dust and things like that. Sure, it's not going to work for pennies, you know. It might not even work for every toenail discarded haphazardly on the ground, but it should work for dust.
So you're saying you want that Sphere of Annihilation to have a little suck to it?
A little suck, just a kissy,
suck,
just a little kissy, but not too much.
We all know the memory of being 12 years old, and you're like, maybe a Sphere of Annihilation will feel good, you know, and you get to-
Yeah, the fire department has to come.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, so we have the Sphere of Annihilation. We all remembered that, and that makes sense. Twitch didn't help us remember it.
Nope.
What else? Okay, so he's probably aligned enough of the Hells, or excuse me, the Abyss to his side. So, Adira, you said that you don't have any contact with Circle 7, and you don't have any contact with your old devil pals. So, is that correct?
That's accurate.
Can I make... difficult for the first roll tonight. A difficult religion check or history to see if there's any like sick, like devil war bands. Like, because you know, I played Descent into Avernus, but you know, our demon apocalypse probably cost a lot of devil lives, so who knows what the situation is.
Yeah, and there could be freaking like, what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck. Like resistance bands.
Or mercenary bands that escape.
Yeah, like they do their own deal.
Because the thing, devils, you can trust as long as you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Oh, baby. That
really funked.
That did funk. That's a 29 Ooh. History arcana, maybe religion. I don't really remember.
There are, you probably can think of a few different very powerful devils.
Okay.
Greater arch devils.
Can we go through Scud's enemies to lovers hated devil?
Yes! Oh, yes! What was his name? Did he have a name?
I don't remember.
I think you guys were just
wrestling. Oh, Scud, do you immediately get your handlebar mustache back, or what's the story? Because you are you're about 6 months younger, give or take.
Probably not.
Oh Jesus. Well, it's as long gone. As I don't have to shave it on air.
I don't know how much of this is going to be quote unquote important and how much of it is just the things we enjoy digging into D&D, which, you know, I definitely oftentimes enjoy the boring things, which is to tell the kings and queens to store up rice and grain.
You must store grains in materiel.
Materiel.
I like to ask what type of wood everything is made out of.
Yes. Yeah. Wood. Very good. But I also think the whole demons versus devils is super interesting. So I do kind of dig the idea because we need to have some sort of backup that helps us.
Yeah. Cause I feel like Deep Home, they kind of need, like we need, I assume that Ludra has set up some sort of a situation to get like refugees or like, maybe that's not even the right word, but like any like injured folks. So we don't really want like all of, but maybe Deep Home Army, some could be.
And there's, you know, this is not nice to our friends, the devils, but we don't necessarily want the armies of Deep Home to be the first people dying.
That is true. I feel like maybe, and I think that Aludra would probably like want to feel things out and not just like immediately throw her crew.
Right.
So
what we could do is like work with Asha Yara Dane, Aludra, and the top minds of the White Spire to come up with the most iron-tight contract that is so juicy to them. And what we could probably do is offer up the souls of the Deep Home warriors that would have been killed theoretically as collateral.
What?
Well, you know.
This sounds wonderful.
They're going to give our souls away?
Well, no, it's only if we break the contract. Okay. Just simply don't break the contract and it'll be fine. But they're so horny for souls. We can give them all
souls. They are very horny for souls. That's true. They love them.
And Michael, please correct me if there's anything from Faerun that I'm putting into to Drunkeros. That is not the case. Because definitely weird info crossover.
No, we definitely have the devils and the demons hate each other's guts. That's super duper a thing, and you know the devils are absolutely very lawful, so they will try to make the very terrible contract for you. Mm-hmm. But
they're just like super. They're like a really good lawyer. Like they know what they're doing, and they're always going
to try to trick you.
So, we got to have our best people on it to review that contract before you sign
the most boring
sign
sticklers.
It in, like, the ink that they use in Little Mermaid to, like, sign your soul away.
Yeah, a lot of the contracts are, like, done on the back of a screaming person.
It's not great.
What if you have the contract written into your back?
And so that's the demons that like souls?
No, devils.
No, devils like souls and contracts. Yep. What are demons like?
Destruction.
Chaos.
Just being bad.
Just being bad. Any other ideas to make sure we don't get murdered, gang? Lonnie, do you have any allies you can call upon? Any people that owe you a bag of flour or something?
Well, I think there might be... Oh, God, what was that one family? Oh, what is it? The piss sticks. The fish butts and the stick heads.
Okay, Rowan, you want to finally have that awkward conversation with your dad? I know... Rowan's like, please don't make me have an uncomfortable conversation. I'd rather the apocalypse happen again. That's what she's like, guys. Guys, Rose.
Okay, God, fine, I'll do it. I said I would do it. I was drunk when I promised that, but I will. This seems like a pretty big deal, I'll be honest. So I guess I can talk to my dad.
That's going to Galanthus. That's a great idea. What we need to do is we need to figure out where Tran is and what he's doing with the artifact, right? So
if he's going slow, we can go slow. If he's going fast, we're fucked. Or we just, you know, we'll see what we can do.
I mean, I guess we just have to react to what we see there. And I mean, I do feel like the elves and Galanthus, they...
Michael, can I scry on Trant?
Oh.
Ooh. You absolutely can try.
Thank you, my boogie.
I'm so scared of whatever he's doing. Like, because the whole thing with Shirai just, like, shows you what they're, like, doing now,
like,
right?
Like an
That's
orb
very
that, like,
upsetting. Like, he's just, like, just doing some really embarrassing stuff. Like,
He's jacking off!
I was just, like, thinking he's just, like, farting and, like, scratching his ass. And
What if it's kind of like you can only scry on him when he's jacking off? It's a bit like Frodo in the Ring, but, like...
Oh my God!
It's like, and you can feel the tingling. Like, oh, he's jacking it.
Michael, I think Trant has to make a 17 Wisdom save. Good luck, buddy. And he has to make. I think it's actually a. You get a -2 to your save.
-2.
Unless Lonnie has a piece of his hair. Or something.
Or a garment of his.
Yeah, did you grab anything on your way out, my brother? You crushed him, so you might have some... Let me check your dirty ass nails.
Yeah.
You never clean your nails.
It got a little DNA under there.
It's so true, and they're so long, you know that there's DNA under them.
I scrape out a bit of Trant under Lonnie's dirty ass nails, and he gets a -10 to the save.
Guys, I laughed when I was drinking beer and I spilled it, but it did not get on my shirt somehow.
Wow.
Lonnie, I can't believe this.
Lonnie saves again.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Sorry, what is the save?
I guess 27, if you're allowing me to get his flesh goo underneath Lonnie's horrid
flesh goo
nails. Because basically, it's based on knowledge and connection. So if I, you know, summoned a picture of him, it would be a -2 for Trant. If I had a possession of, like, a garment or his top, it'd be -4. But digging through Lonnie's flesh goo underneath her dirty, dirty hands from when she squished him unto death.
She did do a squish.
That is the advantage of playing a very dirty character.
Yeah, you've always got a little...
You always got SVU
samples.
Things on. Yeah, samples.
Evidence.
Yeah.
My next character is going to be clinically clean. Oh. High charisma.
That's going to hurt us in the long run, but I like it. I like it.
Followers from each place. I'm going to make a fucking cult leader.
Oh, shit.
I like it. I love it.
You don't see anything.
Oh, crap. Okay, I don't see anything. I know the classic us, we love the plan, and then when we go, things go bad and we embarrass ourselves, but I really think this is a great time to call in our allies and also make Michael do a lot of character voices, because this feels like a big deal. So I would like to call my good friend. Is Oryx technically a devil, or is she just an evil dragon that works with the bank?
Yeah, she's a dragon. She's a dragon.
Okay, gotcha. I want to call her and try to get her assistance and stuff. That doesn't necessarily have to be quote unquote on air. Also, I think it'd be sick to help Adira try to find the other Circle of Seven. Again, doesn't have to be on air, but that's kind of where my head's at, baby.
So I would suggest Galanthus. They have a lot of resources. They should be able to help us.
Who's talking?
Either through spies or it's me. It's Adira. It's my voice. Sorry. Whenever you hear this voice, know it's Adira.
That's Adira's. That's Adira.
Either through spies or through magic. So that I think that'd be great. I think we should call on Roz.
Hell yeah.
We'd probably put her out in the field.
Jayla's just in the background growling.
I've got no beef with Roz. Who's Roz?
I throw some nachos on the ground so that Lonnie won't be as mad.
You mean Jayla?
I thought Lonnie was eating floor nachos too.
Lonnie was eating floor nachos, but Jayla's mad at
I did
Roz.
Forget that that you could actually be Jayla here.
You mean Jayla? What, you don't like floor nachos?
I throw floor nachos at Jayla. It's like, little boy.
Jayla Hex, like, chops them in half with her halberd.
Lonnie, y'all, you gonna eat those? I know they're in front of you. I don't wanna step on your floor nachos.
Why would I eat that? Okay.
Picks them up with her toenails, eats them.
Ew. Oh,
no.
We need DNA in there, not nacho DNA.
Yeah, when you scry, you actually just scry some, like, cow that's...
Taco Bell.
Some Taco Bell in Yengar.
So I will try to make contact with the Circle of Seven.
Sick.
We will see what Roz can dig up.
I'm sure the Ferrum Pecunium, I say that wrong every time, probably doesn't want the demons to take everything over. And I'm fine with working with them again. It's always great to go back and try to make a deal with a bested foe. They look like idiots.
I wouldn't be surprised if Trant was working with some other sort of high-level people.
Do you think Tiamat is his friend, or does he want to kill Tiamat?
He certainly wants to kill Tiamat, but gotcha. That doesn't mean Tiamat realizes it.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if my understanding is that Tiamat's been very active, so I would not be surprised if they were in league in some way.
Gotcha.
I have a question. Okay, what if you got a whole bunch of evil gods together and then they were all holding hands and then you used the artifact on them? Since they're all connected, would they then all die all at once, or do you have to kill each one of them?
That is just an incredibly baffling question.
She does that. It's fun. It makes you smarter, I think.
You know, I don't know if it conducts through... I'm going to go lay down.
Your nose is
that
bleeding.
Really threw me. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking maybe we could kill five birds with one stone.
Yeah. And again, I'm not sure we should kill all the bad gods. You know, I could see maybe dropping Tiamat. She seems real itchy to, you know, the breakout. I don't know what the fuck she is.
I mean, I think if we start killing evil gods, they're going to come after us. So we better be careful. She's probably not killed to me.
That's also a good point. If we kill some, then they'll want to get revenge. Ooh, very smart. Rowan?
What? Sometimes I have good ideas, okay?
I was just making sure it wasn't Alutra.
But if we kill all the ones that come after us, then our track record is 100%.
The voices were completely different, though.
Okay, so that's our plan.
That's our plan.
What else? What other? We've got Deep Home.
Got Deep Home?
Backup.
Deep Home Backup.
Paylor's Hope. the white spires across the realm, including the main...
Yangar.
Oh. Jayla,
I was thinking New
Yangar?
Newfoundland land. Be like, hello, Balor.
We give you one mule and our strongest yokel.
Well, hi, I'm ready to go to the abyss, baby.
It's yokel. Gonna be a fucking Koymac.
Oh yeah, they're gonna send us a Donnell from Fire Emblem Awakening.
Oh
and so
man,
the whole
he's gonna
game,
have to put a pot in his head.
Yeah, we're gonna put a pot. We're like,
he's gonna fucking ready to fight.
Make
though.
Sure we keep the yokel alive because at level 20 he's gonna be so good. But right now he sucks. You know, baby, just like everything, we're throwing it all in the pot. All the references the gang loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we should be able to, we should remain in contact, even if we're going separate ways.
Right, here, take a sending stone.
Ah, that's great. That's perfect. All right, well, I mean, maybe get a good night's sleep and let's start fresh in the morning.
Whew. Yes.
Wow, this feels stressful. I have a stomachache.
It's momentous. I mean, you know, we've been through a lot, and I think we're ready for this. I think we can do it.
Yeah.
We have the right group of people, the right groups of people, to address this problem.
And if we don't, we'll try again with our bodies. Or should... No, right, not important.
If we can't do it, then we'll all die together.
Yeah, we won't be able to see the apocalypse for which we were unable to avoid. And there's something nice about that, I guess.
Okay, but... Oh, out of character. If Lonnie dies, she just comes back through the tube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lonnie has
so
another
revive.
She's got
one HP. She's got one mushroom left. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Toby has one mushroom as well.
Okay.
Rowan might. Scud doesn't.
What?
We definitely went through it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
In an episode. For very specific reasons.
I think it was basically a thing of, like, if you were newer, we didn't have time to set you up one.
Ugh.
And if it doesn't... I don't think... I have to look to see if Wish can make them auto grow. I don't think so, but
see. All right, so you all break. You all head off to sleepy times, and Toby, you snuggle up in bed and drift off to sleep, and you're startled when you hear, "Toby, we need to talk."
Okay, what's up? Can you wait till morning? I'm sleepy.
No, can wait till next week.
Oh!
Who was that, Michael?
Damn.
Was that my voice? Was that CVS letting me know that I have an prescription ready to pick up, or my auto insurance?
This is an important notice about your vehicle warranty.
Wow, we like to have so much fun, don't we, folks? You guys want to popcorn some GD reviews?
Do it, brother.
The number one thing you can do is obviously try to make the world a better place by calling your various representatives and trying to help out in any which way you can. Maybe in your own communities, you know, stop Asian hate, make sure causes like Black Lives Matter and things like mm-hmm. that are pushed forward. But also the very tiniest thing that you could do for us is leave us a 5-star rating review. Obviously, not a huge deal if you don't. But if you thought about it one day and when you're bored at work, and you're like, you know what? I want to leave a review. Obviously, leave a review for every podcast you listen to, not just us. Long live Tubi via Apple Podcast says I gotta click the thing. I forgot. My fiance doesn't like my growing interest in D&D. Uh-oh. I've been listening for over a year via Spotify and my old Google Pixel, but I finally upgraded to an iPhone, so now I'm actually able to leave a review. I just listened to episode 367 and lost it during the goof about directly attacking the bone card Pokemon trainer, since that is the point in the Pokemon Adventures manga, unlike games and the anime. I'll probably continue listening on Spotify since I'm not used to Apple Podcast app and want to play the episodes in reverse order by default. Thank you so much.
I can read the next one.
Oh, good job, Jennifer.
Oh, no. Why did I say I'd read this? This is too hard.
Bachman and I were both clicking on words, and I'm like, I don't want to read this one.
I have a thing up, like, this, how to pronounce it. Like, I was ready to go. But no, you said you would do it, so
yep.
You're on your
just,
own.
I close okay.
You don't have to respect them when okay. they when they put big words. You can
something
just kind of go through
for
it.
My
horse. Oh, there's two. There's two.
And then there's three, and
right.
There's a freaking... Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
There's like five of them! Okay, via Apple Podcasts says, something for my horologist to look at. There's a lot of letters for everyone that's listening to this. Most podcasts I look at with
Floxinoxinphilip.
Okay, I do know this word. This podcast is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The best part is when they read reviews at the end. Here are some more fun words. The sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep's sick. Okay, bye. I can do it. There's too many letters back to back. I'm like, that's not real.
That's not real.
It's not a word. It's just a sound.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, I got this next one. Gimlet Nimblepaw from the United States says, all hail the Quadracoon. The best, most hilarious real play D&D podcast. The fun that the cast has playing is contagious and has kept me laughing through many a long overnight shift. The podcast got me to start playing D&D at my local comic shop and DMing for my son and his friends. My first character was a, quote, open quotations, read the full review.
Thanks, folks, from Crumbly Bumper. You all do a tremendous job, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for being my favorite parasocial relationship.
Ooh. Dweegard from the United States of America says, long-time listener, keeping this short and sweet, this group brings so much joy and entertainment to the D&D community. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, bye.
Aw. And it's okay if they say parasocial relationship, because that's what it is.
It is. Yeah, at least they're acknowledging it.
If they acknowledge it.
Like, they know.
Via Apple Podcast says, amazing podcast. I'm still super far behind. I'm just now in episode 100. But this is an amazing podcast. I love it so much. I've laughed and cried and laughed so hard I cried. It's amazing. Can't wait to catch up.
Bananas Foster's Kid via Apple Podcast.
Hell yeah.
I love this podcast. Aw, as a 14-year-old queer teen, this podcast is so funny and I listen every day. Y'all have helped me through a lot of bad days and I'm forever grateful. P.S. Michael, please bring back Bananas Foster. # slabber for life. Okay, bye.
Listen, if a queer teen asks, the teens
fucking need it.
Yeah.
They're screaming for it.
Bananas Foster's the main character of the show.
The great... Commander Shepard. I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the whole Citadel.
Bach via Apple Podcasts is simply the best. A bit of a late review for someone who's listened since the early days with Nika. Literally, with Nika?
We listen together.
It's a great actual play podcast with great chemistry between the hosts that's always a good way to get through a commute or a work day. Okay, bye!
Via Apple Podcasts. How there's so many fucked up names this time.
Do you suppose anybody ever makes a noise like that when they don't know how to pronounce something and they're right?
No, I was spot on.
I think Michael got it.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite. Been listening for about 2.5 years now, and I can't wait for the next one each week, especially to listening to all the crazy and hilarious things you do. Did a great job. I'm proud of myself.
I love it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Michael.
Audience, thank you so much. I hope we never, ever, ever get caught up on reviews due to all the beautiful reviews you leave. It means a lot. Definitely go out there. Try to consume other more diverse D&D shows for which we've mentioned in the past.
Because at some point you're going to run out of our episodes.
You're going to run out of our episodes.
And there are a lot of really great podcasts out there.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Thanks everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, we're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Sheik.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at an undisclosed location in the ocean. I'm at Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventurers? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you finish talking about your vehicle's extended car warranty, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. Woo!
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs, Colossus, Angel Share, Immersed, and Consequence, are by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.